This is episode 2347 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to the final episode, day 7 of our confidence series. You have been embracing confidence all week long. So, how are you doing? I'd love to hear from you. If you reach out to me on my Sip and Ohm Instagram page, there I share with you a daily journal and meditation focus. So a journal prompt that goes right along with each day's series and your meditation focus for the day. And I'd love it if you would send me a direct message and let me know how you're doing. I honor you for all you do for yourself, and I thank you for listening to the meditations. I have a favor to ask. If you know someone who could use a little more confidence, and I know so many people can these days, please share this series and the Daily Meditation Podcast with them. You never know what could help a person. And meditation is such a powerful way to instantly calm your mind and your body. So share a little peace, energy, and clarity with a loved one. Now, in today's episode, you're going to be guided as you reflect back over your week. I consider the final episode to be one of the most important in a series because it's with this awareness of how you're living your life that you can begin to make changes and improve how you live your life and celebrate your big wins and learn from challenges you experienced. Throughout this series, I've been sharing with you 12 things truly confident people do differently by Travis Bradbury. And we have made our way through the final traits of confident people. And one of the traits is that they celebrate and seek out small victories. So that's what I'll be guiding you to do today, to celebrate and honor all you've been doing for yourself. So I want to share with you another way that confident people act. They aren't afraid to be wrong. Confident people aren't afraid to be proven wrong. They like putting their opinion out there to see if it holds up because they learn a lot from the times they are wrong, and other people learn from them when they're right. Self-assured people know what they are capable of and don't treat being wrong as a personal slight. So as you're guided through the meditation today, you'll celebrate your victories as well as the times when maybe you did something that you would do differently. Allow yourself to learn from your mistakes. So the next thing they do is they stick their neck out. When confident people see an opportunity, they take it. Just as you're taking this opportunity to meditate. Instead of worrying about what could go wrong, they ask themselves, what's stopping me? Why can't I do that? And they go for it. Fear doesn't hold them back because they know that if they never try, they will never succeed. And failure is just a great way to learn. They also celebrate other people. Insecure people constantly doubt their relevance, and because of this, they try to steal the spotlight and criticize others in order to prove their worth. Confident people, on the other hand, aren't so worried about their relevance because they draw their self-esteem from within, not from without. They don't take things personally. They focus on allowing the wonderful things that people bring to the table to shine. They praise people for their contributions, and this helps them to feel more confident. Finally, they aren't afraid to ask for help. You won't see them seem weak or unintelligent. They know their strengths and weaknesses, and they look to others to fill the gaps. They also know that learning from someone with more expertise is a great way to improve. So now I invite you to settle yourself down to give yourself a dose of confidence as you meditate today. Celebrating your wins, learning from your mistakes, feeling grateful for the people around you, and knowing areas in your life where you might need some help. As you close your eyes and gently elevate them upward, begin to feel your mind and your body relax. Inhale and exhale through your nose. You might be feeling as though you still have some fears lingering or self-doubt. Mentally affirm, I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. You may hold your hand in the Vajrapradama Mudra, where you hold your hands at your chest, turn them to the sides, intertwine your fingers, and extend your thumbs upward. This mudra helps you to connect to the greatness all around you. Beautiful. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Now allow yourself to reflect on the events of this past week. Notice the times that stand out in your mind. You might review your week in reverse. What stands out to you? Focus on your big wins. What made you feel great? What helped you to feel more confident? Now, as you reflect back over your week, consider the times that were difficult, where you may have felt like you made a mistake or you would do things differently. No shame or blame, simply awareness, learning from your lessons. What would you do differently? Now allow yourself to let go of your thoughts and to focus on how you want to feel and what you want to do. Your vision quest for the week has been to do just this. Throughout the rest of your meditation, focus on what you hope to achieve and how you hope to feel. Know that you are so worth slowing down for.